When Leslie says she's ready. Okay, it's 5:02 p.m. on Tuesday, December 9th, 2025. We will call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Smith absent. Wiegold?
Here.
Daniel?
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on November 25th. Were there any changes or corrections you had?
I did not see any.
Okay, do you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from our November 25th meeting as presented.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the petition to vacate for what's, I guess, it's the alleyway there. Trier Properties, right? You want to come on up and introduce yourself? Name, address, home address preferably, and then also talk about what you're wanting to do.
Okay. Scott Trier, 4455 North Airport Road here in Columbia City, Indiana. What we're trying to do is develop the property recently purchased, and it'll kind of depend on what we're going to do with it, whether we can vacate the alley and utilities, if there are any.
Mm-hmm. Do you have is that something where you are platting right now, or you're getting?
Well, we're looking at a couple different options. We talked to a local builder about possibly putting in a duplex there, if there's enough room. I know there's a setback for the ditch, or there's a couple different things that we're looking at. So, yeah, it really depends on what direction we'll go, whether the alley is vacated or not.
Okay. So, do I hear you correctly in saying that is it the valley, the valley, not trying it, the alley vacate will determine what you do, or is it what you do will determine whether you really need the alley vacated?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Yes and yes.
My understanding from talking with Nate Bilger was that we can build over it because there's probably nothing there that's going to.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, I mean, he said worst case scenario, there might be a shared sewer somewhere along there. There's a fire hydrant, which is right at the property's edge that shouldn't affect it. Mm-hmm. But he said in building, 10 years down the road, there's a possibility they may have to come through and tear up asphalt or do some sort of repair if there are utilities underneath it. What we're looking at is if the alley is there, the back part of that lot gets very narrow. So as far as usable square footage, it's kind of limiting. Mm-hmm. Where if the alley, which it's not really an alley, there's no limestone, there's no markings, it's not used as an alley. If that was vacated, we'd have a lot more flexibility.
Gotcha.
Never been developed.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was 50 years ago and, nature's kind of taken its...
So... Gosh, without having Marcia here, I have a question. I don't know if obviously she's not here, so I can't get an answer. But I guess my question would be is about the actual alley vacation, and I'm assuming we're just talking about the alley up to the east-west alley that's on the north side.
Correct. Right? Just what runs just, across the property.
It runs north-south across the property, right?
Correct.
There's two parcels kind of. Well, it's one parcel, but it's split.
Correct.
The alley in the middle. So the issue or the question I guess I have more than anything else, I'm assuming you're Mr. Whiteman?
Yes.
Okay. So my question comes into if we vacate the alley, I'm assuming the portion that is bordered, that is in the middle of your two pieces of property, if you will, that portion would go to you, and the rest of the portion that's bordered by his property, that portion would go to him.
Right, and that's why I tried to touch base with him, let him know about let him know that the meeting was taking place.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, but that's your understanding of the situation.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Does that make sense, Dan? I'm assuming that's what.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I was trying to look at. Who owns track one and track two? And if they're vacating that. Which you have to each.
Well, so track one and track two are both owned by him.
Okay, well.
Because the way the parcel.
The portion that he's taken is not all of the alley.
Right, yeah, so that's what I'm saying is, so he owns both these parcels, right? So he would get this much alley, and then Mr. Whiteman would have that little portion of alley as well.
They're not vacating all of it. They're only vacating a portion of it.
They're just vacating the portion that he needs.
Right.
Okay. So it's not the vacate. Okay, well, that's why I'm kind of asking. I'm trying to figure out exactly.
In the description, it says a portion. So it's not taking it all the way up to the east-west alleys there.
It's just going up to where the track ends, basically.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so that leaves that open part of the north part of that alley as an alley.
Well, so theoretically, if Mr. Whiteman wanted to come and ask for vacation of that portion, he could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, because again, it's going to be an alley to nowhere.
Right.
Right? So at the end of the day, I mean, it's really an alley to nowhere anyway.
Correct.
But that portion, if you wanted to come and approach the Board of Works to vacate that small portion as well, then he could choose to do that. But
so I guess what I'm trying to look at is how...
While he's doing that, do we have any utilities in that area we need to worry about?
We have a sewer line that I can't confirm nor deny that runs through the backside of Mr. Trier's property, but...
When you say backside, what does that mean?
The west side.
The west side of the property.
This is water.
The west side that ends up...
I think Walker said they were unable to find any.
Okay.
Because I told him I thought there was one, but...
Okay, then that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So is that we think we're good? Do we need to put a caveat in there?
No.
Okay.
There are manhole covers at Whitley Street.
Yep.
So there's something along the street.
On Whitley Street.
Correct, right along
the
street.
Not elsewhere on the property or on the edges of the property.
Not to anyone else's knowledge.
Okay.
No.
Because I was trying to, there we go.
And then there's a fire hydrant, probably about where the alley that's not an alley would be, right along the fence row.
I'm not showing that.
On the north side of the property?
Yeah, okay. Like where the alley would extend, there is a fire hydrant. I don't know if it works, if it's even functional, but there is one.
Mike, you want to go check that real quick for me?
If it's there, it works.
Okay, if it's there, it works. Okay.
I was going to say,
well, that actually would be positive for, you know, if there.
Well, just it's there, so, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, because that kind of, if it doesn't have that, it kind of limits with the 75-foot setback from top of bank.
Yep. No, I agree 100%.
Yeah, it makes it extremely narrow and kind of unusable.
Well, and I think from a historical perspective, I can remember back in when I first started, it was a scenario where I think it got kind of passed around on eBay for a while.
Right.
So I think it's one of those things where it's nice to have a local owner, first of all. And second of all, somebody that actually wants to do something productive with it rather than it just being a overgrown piece of property right on the riverbank, right?
Well, my understanding from speaking with Scott Leatherman is the city would like it cleaned up and developed.
That is true.
I've got a quote from Wygents to clean slate, you know, knock down all the trees, rip out all the fence rows, get it ready to develop. So that's our intention.
Gotcha. Do you have any other questions?
I'd just like to say they need to understand if we vacate it. We can vacate anything, but they need to make sure everything's processed properly in the assessor's office or auditor's office predominantly to show that you have ownership of that.
Of the third parcel?
Yes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Otherwise, we can vacate it, but we don't dictate.
Right. So, that's understood.
Yeah, so we'll need to make sure that the auditor's office and the mapping and all that kind of crazy stuff happens.
Right.
So with a deed and all that good stuff.
You already
have a survey.
Well, I think that's Walker surveyed it as such so that middle piece could
so
be.
So you could take that.
Correct.
Assuming vacation that you can
correct.
Take that and go get it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So that'll be deemed as a separate piece of West Plains. Gotcha. Depends on who's up there sometimes and how they merge it together.
Yeah.
But you have all the documentation there, so I would definitely make sure that we'll vacate it, though. We need to make sure that
sure.
it's properly ownership.
Understood.
Mr. Whiteman, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay.
I'm all fine with everything you want to do, I guess.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Just, I want that alleyway to be gone altogether.
So yeah.
What do I got to do?
So there's a process, which actually, Mr. Trier,
loads of fun.
There is a formal process, right? So there is basically you have to go get a survey and file. There's a filing. There's a petition.
Have to talk to the building department.
Yep.
Have to talk to Chip Hill or you.
You have to talk to Chip, and you can talk to Nathan Bilger, and they can kind of actually probably Chip's a good starting spot, honestly. But yeah, they can give you some guidance as to that piece, if you will. And then that only be that small portion, though, in between your two pieces of property.
Yeah.
Yep. So that would be that would definitely be an option for you.
Be from the fence road to the survey of my property, right?
Yes. Now the east-west alley would have to remain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just talking that tiny little piece. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So that would be, if that's what you wanted, again, it's an alley to nowhere, so there is a history of us allowing the vacation of that for that kind of purpose.
Sure.
So. Okay, any other questions? Yeah. Yes, any other questions? You good? Mm-hmm. You good?
Yep.
Sure.
No,
okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the petition to vacate the alley of Mr. Trier's property there at... I guess it's on Whitley Street. I hate to say this, but I'll just say parcel number 92-06-11-501-316.901-004.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Now he's going to ask, what's the next step?
What's the next step?
What's the next step, Dan?
I think having it recorded and taken over to Nathan.
Public
hearing.
Have
it recorded. And then they can, you know, go with the next step.
Is there a public hearing still that has to go through?
Yeah, it's got to go through some readings in front of council.
For council. Okay. Yeah. So the next step I forgot about that. Yeah. Public hearing, you guys to go through city council. Is that on the form?
Well, she and I had already discussed
okay,
it.
Good.
January, was it 16th? 13th, 16th, something like
whatever
that.
Whatever the second Tuesday of the month is.
13th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we discussed it.
Okay.
Yeah,
got it on the okay, agenda. Very good. So that will be the next step, and we'll keep processing it forward for you.
Okay.
Okay?
I appreciate
great.
It.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, next up is we actually have two different street closures. The first one is in your packet. That is a retroactive street closure. You may remember there was exterior building maintenance happening, and we said, well, wait a minute, we don't have a permit for that.
Right.
So thanks to Leslie for getting a permit for that, and so that's in front of you. And they are completed, correct? I don't think I saw
them. I haven't seen anything there. So.
Okay, because there's no dates on here. But.
She puts on the 31st, I thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Up top, you're right. I apologize. I just saw project duration. So, okay. So I guess it may not be done yet. So.
Yeah. I know they're working as they could. So.
Did you?
No, there's a couple places where we got equipment on this side of the road, parking spots.
Okay.
But I'll go ahead and make a motion that we approve the exterior building maintenance for dates 12/7/2025. Along with 12/31/25, if I can learn how to speak.
Okay.
That's weather dependent for parking spaces in front of the side, front and side of SRC building, Van Buren 4, Chelsea Street 6.
Under, four parking spaces.
Yeah, four parking spaces at 6.
Okay.
Chauncey.
I'll second that. Motion seconded for the discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. The next one is from Tom. And that's for the annual fire department candy giveaway. That's for the basic.
Got that in pretty good time.
Yeah, he got that in just in time. So it'd be on the east side of Chauncey Street. the south side of Van Buren Street.
Correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The mat's on the back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did he turn in the tent structure?
That's a nice picture.
Anything like that?
You like the courthouse?
Oh, my gosh. That's something.
That's
something. You have no tents or other apparatuses that are being constructed on the lawn, right?
Need electric or no. Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the fire department candy handout for $12.24.25 on Chauncey Street between Van Buren and Market and Van Buren and Main parking spaces from 6 a.m.
Yep.
To 9 p.m.
We're wanting to block the parking spots off at 6 so that nobody parks on them, because if they do, trying to find them, get them out of that travel
on
route.
On Christmas Eve.
Like, I had a long time to hand out.
I gotcha. That's okay. I understand what you're saying, though.
Yeah, no problem. I'll make that as a motion.
Okay. I'll second it. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Thank you.
We need more pictures like that.
What?
Maps.
Yeah, we need more pictures. Of, did you draw that picture?
I did not. Tom did.
Tom did? Okay. I didn't want to make fun of it if you drew it. But Tom drew it. I don't mind.
We still don't know that.
Next up is the agreement between the Humane Society of Whatley County and the City of Columbia City. This is for the annual agreement, if you will, for the, I don't love that it says maintain and dispose of said animals, but it's the appropriate care for, if you will, and so I don't think this has changed at all from last year, correct?
No.
It's $108 per animal. Up to
$25,000. Yeah, and we did not meet that $25,000 mark this year, right?
Correct.
At least up to date, we have not. So. Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the agreement between the Humane Society of Whatley County and the City of Columbia City, Indiana, as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Bills.
Wait.
Oh, that's right. Mike has something in our Dropbox. I forgot about that. Thank you.
Wait,
he says.
The booster
statement. Yes, go ahead.
The booster station is not on automatic, hasn't been on automatic for about a month now, a month and a half. We're running on one pump. There's five pumps in there, which as the water use north of 30 increases, mm-hmm. it increases the size of the pump. Keep the pressure up. We're on the smallest pump there is. If they have a fire or anything out there, we have to call a guy in to go down in there and turn another pump on. I got a price for Peerless to put a new PLC and do all the changing on the screens and that. It's $52,710, but it's like we have to have it.
So that says $52,710 each.
No.
Well, that's what it says.
Well, no. If that's for the piece, I think you made a mistake there. That's the total job. It's just a PLC one.
Okay. Because we're only changing one PLC?
Yeah, there's only one in there.
Okay.
We're not changing the pumps or anything. The pumps are good. They just will not operate with
water. Automatic.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. You have any questions about that?
No.
Okay.
I trust you.
I'll make a motion that we approve the 2026 Walkerway Booster Station project with Peerless Midwest in a not-to-exceed amount of $52,710.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Anybody else want to yell wait? Okay. Bills. Make a motion we approve the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated December 9, 2025 in the amount of $170,648.60 for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. I'll make a motion that we approve the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated December 9, 2025 in the amount of $251,791.16 for EFT.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous and is present. I'll make a motion that we approve the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated December 3rd. Or do you want me to do December 9th again? Because there's no date here. Okay. Dated December 5th, 2025, in the amount of $44,815.11 for wellness bonuses.
Second.
Motion and second. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous.
1128.
Thank you. Make a motion we approve the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated 11/28/2025 for all pay types except overtime in the amount of $277,957.64, with overtime only of $11,590.52, for a total of $289,548.16 for payroll.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Department head reports. Matt, we'll start with you this time and go the other way.
Okay.
Surprise.
Yeah, surprise. Well,
put him on the spot, man.
Really well, I know. Ready. Okay, we'll go to Mike Show.
Over the holiday weekend, we were busy letting water out of the south tower and then letting it fill back up because it was not in service and there was no water usage there, and I was afraid that as cold as it was, it might freeze, so... Mm-hmm. That's what we were doing, and then basically we got a couple new services to hook up this week, and then worrying about the booster station.
Okay. Questions of Mike?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Matt?
We've been moving snow, getting the sidewalk and greenways all cleaned off, and we're still trudging through the new software, trying to get that up to date and working. We've got to get it going before father-daughter, and the ladies are starting to work on father-daughter and getting things purchased for that event.
Great.
That's it.
Great. And those tickets go on sale?
In January.
January 2nd?
It's the first week that we're back.
Oh, okay. So it's not the 2nd, it ends up being the... What, 5th?
Yes, okay. I believe it's the 5th.
Okay. I feel like your flyer may have said the 2nd, just so you know, but that's okay.
Okay.
It's fine. So, questions of Matt?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Mike Cook.
Received the commissioning acceptance, the seal test acceptance and warranty letters for the dice store.
Okay.
I've got those in a file in my office. I have a leak test on scheduled for the 15th. Go around and do a second leak test.
Okay.
As far as the lining and stuff like that, some of the small leaks that we found.
Yep.
So that's going to be a 30-day test on that, and then they also have to go along and torque all the nuts on the plates that hold that down. There's about 300 of them, so they'll have to retorque all those just to make sure that they are where they need to be. SCI Force Main was the second half was clean today, so that is done for the year. We've done that 4 different times.
Great.
And I got a few more evals to write tomorrow, and then we'll finish those up on Friday, get them turned in.
Okay. Question to Mike. Thank you. Thomas.
Well, I just noticed my department report did not go through to you. So I want to ad-lib this. 107 is back from Indy and from ARMS. It's all repaired, ready to go. It's in the station and functional. Knock on wood, all trucks are good to go as of right now.
Yep.
Hopefully we maintain that through the winter, so that's good news. everything's going pretty good through the firehouse. A reminder, Christmas Eve, 6 to 8 is the actual times of the handout, or 6 to whenever it's gone. So it is drive-through style. The mayor presented a question this past week in reference to an email he had gotten in reference to why we haven't moved it back inside the courthouse since COVID ended. And there's two reasons for that. Number one, we have better community participation if we do it drive-through style like we are currently doing it. Number two, it is much easier to set up. So for those two reasons, we have maintained the drive-through style candy giveaway. And people seem to enjoy it, actually. So we have maintained that since COVID. So if willing to accept people's input if they don't like it, but there's a vast majority that say they do. So with that being said, just things are going well. We'll just leave evals are, I've got 3.5 left to do. I've got one guy, his evals are done. Just wait for the new goals and have him sign the goals acknowledgement, and then the other three will be done this week.
Cool. Question, Tom?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Terry?
All my major projects for the year have been completed. Just day-to-day is keeping me pretty busy right now with phones, computers, and security cameras, etc. That's all I have.
Questions, Terry? Thank you. Chip?
I realize my report did not go through either, so I'll have that to you. I've got all my evals done for the year, which is nice. Kind of time to relax. I've been working on the jail, trying to get that liquidated, and the amphitheater, and wrapping up, hopefully having a final pay minus the railroad crossing. So I don't know what percent. Kind of off. I don't really want to throw one out there because I don't know where I'm at with minus the railroad for the trail. So I've got some comments back on the trail, so I need to make a couple little tweaks and changes, but things are going really well right now.
Question, Chip? Thank you. Sean?
We've been working up on Brown Road on the pole replacement project. We moved kind of out of city limits for a little bit. So it means we're making progress, I guess. So we guys are still working on changing poles, but lately it's been mostly inventory with the weather not really participating. Mm-hmm. So we've been working on that. Hopefully get that done sooner than we usually do. We're not used to having 0 degrees in November and December like we have this year, so yeah. Kind of nice to get caught up on that. The other thing, we had the privilege, myself and Dwayne Richardson from the IEBA, had the privilege of speaking in front of the 8th grade class yesterday to explain to them a little bit about jobs in the trades and jobs available at the city, and different options for doing things other than just going to college for the point of going to college. And it was really well received. The teacher has already asked me back and offered 4 dates for us to come back and speak. So
good.
We'll see if we have the courage to go back. It's helpful when my wife is sitting directly behind me at the 7th grade office and they're all scared of her. So they really behave for me. So other than that,
well, she's the hard one of the two of you. So it's
believe it or not, they are scared of her. I don't. I get it. Every day of my life.
Question to Sean. Okay. Kelly's report is they obviously have been working on snow removal. There's been multiple days they put, salt down. They are working with the salt sand mixture right now. I know we're talking about moving to all salt, but it's right now because they have a whole barn full of salt sand mixture. They're working through that first. So just so you're aware, on that note, I said it during my Lunch with Mayor program, but obviously we can't get to leaf pickup. The last week of leaf pickup was supposed to be last week. Obviously that has not been able to happen because it's under multiple inches of snow. Based on the weather forecast, I would be highly surprised if we're able to get back to leaf pickup this season. So once the if it does melt enough and the leaf piles are exposed enough that we can go through and get them, we will try to do that. But my guess is we will probably do another round of leaf pickup in the spring when everything is melted off. So, which is frustrating because if you think about it, we usually grind leaves in the spring. So we'll just play it by ear. That's, again, we don't typically have 8 inches of snowfall in November. So it's been a weird year. It's been a weird year for sure. They did have alleys plowed with that big snow with the help of multiple other departments. You didn't thank Matt, Mike. Feel like there was somebody else. That, was it Mike Chota too?
Oh, Mark Hahn,
that was it. Yep. Did you help out, Chip? No, you didn't. Sean, you didn't know? No.
Brian from my department too.
Oh, yeah.
Say what?
Brian.
Brian did? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So anyways, he thanked multiple other departments for chipping in to help out on those alleys, and really appreciate your help on that. It takes roughly 5 hours to get the whole city plowed, and so your help is really, really beneficial. We have all cul-de-sacs plowed off and all the piles hauled away from downtown, obviously. Have one of the two-ton trucks where they broke a chain on the salt box, and W.A. Jones is currently working to replace that. And I talked about leaf pickup. So, so Gary is off this week and stuff, but I don't know if I gave this report last time, so I think things are going decently well right now. I know that we have one interview set up here. 23rd. So we'll have another interview coming up for that. I think it's a lateral. So,
yes,
right?
It is.
Okay. So, Charlotte, you want to introduce yourself? So name, grade, and talk about Youth Council, what they did.
Right. I'm Charlotte Masora, and I'm a sophomore. At our last Youth Council meeting, we started like brainstorming more ideas for our pickleball tournament and kind of just starting calling people and getting that more planned out. And then we volunteered at Autumn Trace, the senior community, and played bingo with them. And then finally, we toured the new jail.
Great. Questions, Charlotte?
No.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate the Youth Council holding down the fort while I was gone. That doesn't typically happen, but I was in Salt Lake when they did that, and it seems like you guys had a great time. So I thought I had heard that the jail tour went extraordinarily longer than it was supposed to, so I have to make sure we put a muzzle on Spud next time. So
any overnight?
I volunteer.
Leslie, you got anything?
I do have all my evaluations done and goals set.
Great.
Okay, overachiever.
I have one done. She's trying to overachieve, make everybody feel bad. Yeah.
Overachieve.
On that note, I don't know if you're going to talk about comp plan, but honestly, I'll probably talk about it at council. So, besides that, like I said, I don't think I have anything else to bring up until council. So. Anything?
I have nothing.
Okay, so we have no press and we have no audience, so we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.